Good morning to you, Andrew.
Morning, Vinny.
We talk all the time on this programme about the pressures on the health service and, for example, accident and emergency departments, which is why you've contacted us. You're a local businessman and you had an incident, I don't know if it's the right question, just before New Year's Eve. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, so in November, end of November, I had norovirus. And then I thought I got a chest infection towards the end of December. Went to my GP and out of hours, and they sent me for an X-ray in Ulster Hospital A&E. The issue actually turned out to be heart failure. So I arrived at A&E on the 30th at 10 p.m. and I was officially admitted at 2 a.m. But by admitted that meant I was on a chair from about 2 a.m. until about, I think it was 5 p.m. the next day, or on the 31st, when I actually got into a ward. Throughout that time, there was about 20 people in the accident emergency. I think there was 156 in the monitor. It said they were in accident emergency, and we were sitting on chairs in the open area where between the doctors and the cubicles. And you know, the doctors actually having to squeeze through between chairs to get into certain rooms.
You described it in your email to us as a chaotic scene.
Completely. They didn't know where to put people. They had more people coming in than they could actually get out into wards. Because I was sitting close to the doctors, I was told I wasn't able to have family with me because there was no room, and you were sitting in a chair literally an elbow's width away from the next patient. Everyone heard each other's medical details because the doctor was having to speak to you. There's no cubicles or rooms to treat you, and you had to be treated in a chair. And you know, when the fantastic consultant who looked after me, whenever he came down from cardiology and spoke to me and eventually told me what was wrong, I was basically put back in a chair amongst other people, strangers I didn't know, essentially crying because I'd been told I had a major heart issue, and there was nowhere to have privacy, and all my treatments had to be done in front of other patients in that respect.
Can I ask what kind of treatment do you mean?
I've got basically my heart flow output is low, so you should have 60% of your heart pumping through, and I've only got 25 to 30. Now, they've got me on medication and stuff to deal with that. And I have to say, once I got through A&E, everything has gone really quick. I was out of hospital in 5 days. I had loads of tests, everything, on medication stuff for this. So the experience was fantastic. The staff at A&E were fantastic. But there was clear issues in terms of the system, if you like. For example, there was somebody sitting to my left and someone over to my right. There's five people in for mental health issues. They were there before I got there, and they were there after I left. So that's, you know, coming up in a day or more, they've been sitting in Indian chairs. They were waiting for what the nurses and doctors kept referring to as the crisis team. They said throughout Christmas they're not working, they're on call, and they would never give them a timeline of when they could come. Two of these people said that they were saying, like, we want to admit you, but we can't until the crisis team comes. And one of those persons who was there got violent. The police had to come. And they trashed one of the treatment rooms. There's three treatment rooms in that area.
And in the middle of all this, as you said yourself, you were upset because you'd been given this diagnosis about a serious health issue you had, and then you were left in a room with what you described as chaotic to try and deal with that and to come to terms with that.
An area between all the cubicles and the doctors. And it just, you were having to move constantly. They were having to rearrange. It was like musical chairs at points because they were having to get trolleys in and out of rooms, have to move chairs and move patients. And some of these are people who I don't think, you know, should really be moved. These are elderly people who are on fluids and things.
Well, after you contacted us, we did contact the Trust regarding what happened. They said, unfortunately, the ED may seem chaotic, but we can reassure everyone that each section of the ED is managed by expert medical and nursing staff who are trying their very best in very challenging circumstances. They are a credit to the Trust and to the health and social care.
I would have no issue with the staff. The staff are fantastic. I went into Ward 20 in Ulster, and they were absolutely fantastic. I've never been admitted to hospital in my life before, and you know, I never had an appreciation of how amazing the nurses and doctors are until I actually got admitted.
They go on to say there are increased numbers of patients attending the ED departments, and on the 30th of December, that was no exception. In the Ulster Hospital, we can confirm that there were not 150 patients in that area. There may have been 150 people, they say, but that would include patients and family. And also regarding the number of people that were waiting to be seen, they say we can confirm that there were not 60 patients waiting on a bed on the 30th. The number of patients waiting, however, has been higher since the 28th of December than in the weeks before. But I guess when you are feeling how you were, when you're in that place and that atmosphere, that environment did nothing to try and help you in terms of come to terms with that health diagnosis you were just given.
No, it made me a lot more upset and a lot more nervous. And, you know, when you're told you've got a major issue with your heart, you need to process that. And if you're sitting around other people and, you know, really all the other patients who were, there was two gentlemen off to my right who I sort of tried to laugh and have a joke with. And, you know, basically everyone was trying to comfort each other. None of this is any degradation to the staff or their ability. They were absolutely fantastic.
No, and I guess a lot will say, given what we spoke about for the first 40-odd minutes of the programme and the pressures on the health service, on the staffing levels, many will link the two together and say this is part of the reason that the nurses are striking.
No, but, you know, another thing that just, you know, for me was odd was when I did get in the ward. I know the Ulster building a new hospital and stuff, but, like, all the windows in the ward I was in were gaffer tape closed. I just, you know, there seems to be, I don't know if it's under investment or whatever, where the money is going, but I don't know if it's being spent appropriately because the cardio.
We don't know anything about that, and it's not something we've put to them to get an official response. Andrew, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you for contacting us. If you have a story, if you want to contact the programme, nolan@bbc.co.uk is the email.